Okay, yesterday at the end of Shia we learned Bar Kapara's second memra. Irr chazavi irr chazavi irr. In Mechmas Taina we show you Irr chazaka and Lav Yesh Lech chazaka. Main chiddush of the sugya was the Rosh. The Rosh said that in the Rashbam's case, it says in the case where a person makes an irr in year one, year two, and year three. One year he says one thing, and the other year he contradicts himself. One year he says this person is in my field because of Nusa. One year he says this person is in my field for a different reason. He's a sachir or an aris. The Rishbam said that's called irr v'chazav irr, and ein loy, and the says yesh loy chazak. Ein loy irr. It's a mecha, not a mecha, because you contradict yourself. Person who contradicts himself. It's not a mechon. The Rosh disagrees with that. And the Rosh holds that you're allowed to contradict yourself. You big yisoid, that a person is allowed to contradict. Eidim, as I told you, cannot contradict. Kimin shigin shavein echayzul magid is a din in Eidim. But a baldovar could contradict himself as long as he's not doing it under the pressure of Eidim. If he's doing it because Eidim said his first time is not a taina, so that's a separate sugya of taina v'chayz of a taina, that's a separate inyan, he can't contradict himself. But if he wants to say, what I said yesterday, I'm changing, and he's saying it because he says, I forgot, or I made a mistake, or I wasn't careful, a person can do such a thing in Beis Din. It's a chiddush. If this happened in Beis Din and you were there, you would think, aha, I chapped him, I'm going to win the din taira. And the Rosh says, no, a person can change his mind. A person can change his taina. It's not a problem. That's the aside of the Rosh. And as I told you yesterday, the Rambam in Hilchos Taina V'Nitin, I think it was Parakhes Halacha Tes, says the same aside, that a person can change his taina. What does the Rashbam hold? Apparently, the Rashbam disagrees with the aside. Rashbam says, if you taina one taina and you change it, it's nothing. You can't. You're a liar. You host the kafran. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilchos Taina V'Nitin, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. I wrote Perek Vav, I think it's Perek Zayin, I'm not sure. But there he writes that the Rashbam is also Maida Be'etzam to the Yisayid. He says the Yisayid is true across the board. A person can change his taina. And the reason is, we mentioned earlier in the year, that a person who's going to win a Din Torah is Loidayik the Lishne. He's not Medayik exactly. If he says a field is Shalavaisai, is my father's, later he could say, Shali and Amuzik Bak Kishala Vaisa. I wasn't medayik in what I said. Zakt the Rav Shach in the Kavan of the Rashbam. The when do we say you could change your taina when you're a Muzik? It's the nature of a person who has something, and people come against him with a taina, which Benson is not a taina, they're not going to win. It's the nature that you answer them without being medayik. You have something, it's in your possession. If someone comes with a taina, and you know it's yours, so you, it's a nature not to be medayik in your answer. To push him off easily with an answer. And there, we have our rule that you can change your taina. However, when you're coming to taina that someone's in my field, someone's in my house, it's a different mentality. You're coming and you're taining someone's in my house, someone's in my field. That's Agamara's case. Here the Rashbam holds, we don't say loidayik v'tayin. That when a person taina is over here, he's coming to be teveya. He's coming, he's saying someone's in my field, someone's in my house. There, a person is medayik when he says a taina. because he's taking it seriously. He can't say, I didn't take it seriously. There's somebody sleeping in his house or planting in his field. So the Rashbam is moided to the Yisoid that, generally speaking, you could be Italian, v'chayzav Italian, you could change your taina if you're a muzik. In our Gemara, the Rashbam and Rosh argue, because in our Gemara, the person who's changing his taina is complaining that someone's in my field. So the machlekes is dafka here. Dafka here. Mashiach came in situations where a person's a muzik and no one's in his field, then the Rashbam will be mited to the Rosh and the Rambam, and everybody holds you could change your taina. This is an important insight that you have to try to remember. I look back on Lamed Amid Beis, the sugya of Tayyim Chayz of Tayyim. The Rosh says, Kaimala and Tayyim Chayz of Tayyim, Kindiparishi, like I explain. And the footnote on the bottom, the Pupule Charifta, it says, Besugya, the Ma'ar of Chayz of Umar. It doesn't say which daf it is, it expects you to know. It just says the words, Besugya, the Kindiparishi, just like I explained. Where does the Rosh explain it? So in the footnote it says, Besugya de Ma'ar v'chay zeh Ma'ar, which is our sugya. And that's our Gemara, that's the connection. Okay, so this is Ma'ar v'chay zeh Ma'ar. The Gemara itself says that you're Hosek Kafrin. So Rashbam learns it means Taina is year 1, 2, and 3. And the Rosh learns the Taina, it doesn't learn it's talking years 1, 2, and 3. It's talking Macha number 1 in 3 years, Macha number 2 in 3 years. That they can't be a contradiction. But Agav, we learn from this, the Rosh's decide that a person could change his Taina. Let's see the next member in the Gemara. And this next line of the Gemara, even though like I said, we're only a week and a half left to the Perek, but nevertheless, we're going to spend time because this sugi is in Dinei Shtaros. As you know, the main sugi of Shtaros is from Daf Yud Ches in Ksubis, is the Shas sugi of Shtaros. The Taisus here is identical to the Taisus in the Yenna sugi on Daf Chaf in Ksubis. And we're going to spend quite a bit of time on it today for sure, probably tomorrow as well. So try to have a proper appreciation of the Taisus. Let's learn the Memra of Amar Rav Amar Rav Nach. The whole Memra here is 7 words. Mecha b'fnei shnayim. Mecha is in front of 2. Okay? Paskin mecha is in front of 2. That's fine. That's the way we paskin. The Ein Sarach Loimer Ksuvu. He doesn't have to tell them to write it. They're allowed to write it on their own. They're allowed to write down that Ploini Pashup Shat, Ploini made a Bacha in front of us. That's what they're writing. The question here is, what does it help to write? This is not a question Dafka here. It's a question in Shas. If you look at the Lashon of Taisus on the bottom of Amud Tes on the days, Ma Mayel Haksiva. Why does it help to write it? Halei Chashu Shtarum Leinasa Medas Mishul Chayvasa Ikegon Shtar Mecher Medas Hamecher Shtar Matana Medas Naisin Shtar Milva Medas Leiva. He does not be like Chashiv the Mepiyam Velay Mepiksa. The Taisus Kasha here is a Shas Kasha. We know 2 things all over Shas. We know there's a concept of shtaris. We know the world can't exist without shtaris. You can't possibly live a life and do business and have marriages and gittin if every time you have to prove something, you have to find the 2 Adam. They still have to be alive. They still have to be in town. They still have to be available. They have to remember. And you're going to bring them into Bezin every single time. It's not shayach. It's not shy to have such a mitzvah without shtaris. Shtaris are a way of proving things. If I want to show something, and there are 2 Adim, the 2 Adim sign the shtar, and they go wherever they go, and I have a shtar. And that's the basic yesod. It's not a chiddush. There's another yesod which we've bumped into many times. Mepihem v'loy mepiksavim. That Edim have to come in to Beis Din and testify mepihem from their mouths. They have to say what they saw. Loy mepiksavim. Edim can't say, I'm busy, I'll send you a letter. I'll write down the edus and send it to Beis Din. That doesn't work. You're an aid. You have to come into Beis Din and say your edus. These two concepts contradict each other. They're a contradiction. On the one hand, we're saying Edom have to come in alive in Beis Din to testify. Beis Din doesn't accept testimony of B'Ksav. And on the other hand, we're also saying that we accept Shtaris in Beis Din. You take a Shtar in Beis Din. These two ideas are a stira. And this is Tosfos Kasha. Edus Nami Lechoshev. Shtar can't be Edus. Mepihem v'loy mepiksavim. The Tosfos is an Agamar. It's not a Kasha only an Agamar. It's a kasha olam shas. How could you ever use a shtar to go to Beis Din if we have a rule that Edim have to come in alive, the PM, the Lame, the Peak Southern? Now, this sugya is a machlekes rishayim. There's an important ktsais in Simen Chav Ches at Katan Vav. Those of you who have been in Shir in previous years, I don't remember it was last year, but I've made copies of this ktsais in the past. The ktsais here, the main thing of the ktsais, I'll pass it around, is not so much the chiddush of the ktsais. No. It's that he collects the four shitas harishayim. Of course, he says that all four shitas don't help for the sugya he wants to explain. But the ikka we're doing is to try to know the four shitas harishayim. Each shita is a tremendous chiddush. The most famous chiddush is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam, to resolve this contradiction, says that shtaris are adirabanam. That's a known shita of Rambam, that all shtaris are adirabanam, which is, the truth is, a mind-boggling shita. How could you have such a shita? That means when I tell you there's no such thing as a shtar. The whole concept of shtaris is a adirabanam innovation, which needs Hasbro. So we're going to try to go through the four sheet. That's what? That's the Ramban's kashya. The way you're going to do it, given in condition. Right, so we're going to get to that. Here, to make it easy for you, I underlined the four sheet. If you have the copy that's not underlined, so you win. You got the first copy that came out of the machine. All the other copies are underlined. And two of the four sheet are here in Tisus. One is Pirush HaKonch, Pirush Rashi. Tosfos brings a Rashi. And the other is Rabbeinu Tam. Tremendous Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. And these are the two of the four Shittas. Let's go through it. The Ktzais brings it, the Kitzer. And we're going to try to have a Havon of each of the four Shittas. But the main idea is you have to know the Kasha. And you have to know that there are four Shittas. And how to deal with Shittas. All the discussion of Kayach HaShtar, all is mistaiviv around at least one or two of the four shittas. Now let's first read the four shittas in the Ktzais, and then we'll try to go through each one. Okay? B'zeh shechayit chendin imamen es be'edish ha-bishtar, matzanu arba ha-shittas. He says we find four shittas. All are coming to answer the same kasha. How could you use a shtar in Beis Din? How could you use a shtar in Beis Din? Ayit mefik salam. The Edom are not here. The Edom may even be dead. The Edom may not even be alive. How could you use a shtar in Beis Din? Ha'echad u'shitas Rashi u'Baal Amar. The first is Rashi shita, and the Baal Amar shita. The kivan de'ein kaisin hashtar, ela medas ha'mischayit. Since the shtar is written with the acknowledgement, with the acceptance, with the agreement of the one who stands to lose by the shtar, Loi hava mepik savam, elo mepik savai. It's not the Edus talking. It's the Mischayiv talking. V'hainu mepik sav ha-Mischayiv. It's coming not from the mouth of the Edim. The Edim are verifying that this is coming from the mouth of Pliny, of the Mischayiv. So let's say I have a shtar says, I owe you $100. I'm the loiva. It's really, the idea of shtar is das hamaschayev, is the loiva speaking. The edim are the mouthpiece of the loiva. They're a way for the loiva to speak in the shtar. Just like a shtar could be ksav yodei shel loiva, the loiva could sign it himself. If you do it with edim, then it's a way that the loiva is speaking. Now, we're going to see in a few minutes that this is also the Nemukiyaisa Shita in our sugya. And this is, each of the four Shita is a big Chiddush. The Chiddush of Rashi is that a shtar needs Das HaMeschayiv. You all understand what Das HaMeschayiv means? What is Das HaMeschayiv? Every shtar is one person who loses by the shtar existing and one person who gains. Let's say Shtar says, I sold you a house. So the Mischayev is the seller. The Shtar says, it's not your house anymore. The buyer gains by the Shtar. If it's a loan, the Mischayev is the one who borrowed. And the one who gains is the one who lent by having the Shtar. What's a get? Who loses by a get? Who's the Mischayev I get? So typically, we consider the husband to lose, because the husband is the Baal HaShtar of a get. He sort of owns the rights to his wife's ishus, and by giving a get, he gives it up. He surrenders it. Isha, the Lashon of Mishnah, is the ishus kindness atzma of a get. So normally, we look at the husband as the Das HaMischayev by a get. Every shtar has a mischayev, someone who obligates himself. Sometimes there's two people that obligate themselves. Every shtar has a mischayev. Now you remember, we said many times, kaisvin shtar leloiva afal pi she'ein hamalva imay. You can write a shtar for a loiva, even if the malva is not there. What that means is, you can write a shtar for a mischayev. The one who loses, he's there when you write the shtar. And again, it's a tremendous chiddush to most people, but you know that you can write a shtar. Let's say I ask you to be a witness that I'm borrowing $100. So I tell you, stay after shir. I date it January 9th or Beis Shrat, and I write that I write this whole nusach that I'm borrowing $100. I say, sign it. You say you never saw me borrow. How could you sign? Could you sign? We, the sign below, saw Reuben borrow money from Shimon. So you know the answer is, you can. You can sign. You can sign the shtar for the Mischayev even if you didn't see it. It's a lie. Kaisin shtar leloiva afal pi she'ein amal ve'imai. Understand? That means you can write a shtar for me. The malva's not here. I'm not getting the $100 now. I'm going to get it in the afternoon. You can sign a shtar. You have to date it for the correct date. Shtar mocher is kosher. You can post date it. You can't predate it. And you can sign such a shtar. But people say it's a double teller. You can sign such a shtar. You didn't see it. How can you sign such a shtar? You know, by the chasana, we always sign the ksuva after the chasana does the kinyan. Right? You saw the kinyan, you sign. You know, you don't really have to do that. You don't have to do it. You can sign it before he does the kinyan. The mischayev is the chasen. As long as he tells you, if the mischayev, the kedushin tells you, it's not good enough. The mischayev says, sign it. You can sign it, and you can do the kinyan later. That's 100% kosher. According to this Rashi of Balamar, it's so poshut why you could. Because what's a shtar? A shtar are the words of the Mischayev. You give the loiva the shtar. What did that paper say? The loiva speaking, he says, oh, I borrowed $100. The shtar is his way of speaking. He holds it. As long as he holds it, nobody can use it against him. He doesn't give away the shtar until he gets the $100. He gets $100, he gives it away. He's the one talking. The Mischayev is the talker. The Eidim are needed to verify the shtar. But the Etzem, it's Mepsi, what's his lashon? Mepik Savha Mischayev. It's the words of the loiva, the words of the seller, the words of the husband by a get. Very geschmack. It's a lomdisha uptaich of a shtar, which we normally don't think of. And that is Rashi Shita of Das HaMaschayit. Now, before I go weiter, there's a famous kasha on Rashi that's dealt with in the Achronim, that Shtar Kedushin, the husband writes, and he's not the Maschayit. Shtar Kedushin is written by the husband, and he's not the Maschayit. The woman is the Maschayit. So there's a Grach, there's a Reb Chaim, who says that the phrase Das HaMaschayit is Lav Dafka. It's not only in the Reb Chaim, but it's also in the Reb Chanan Kedushin Ois Tei, B'Shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chanan quotes Reb Chaim. And it's also in the Grach Al HaRambam, in Hilchos Ishus, that Das HaMaschayit means Das Baal HaShtar. It's the Das of the person who's responsible for the Shtar. Normally, 99% of the time, it's the Maschayit. There are a few types of Shtaris, rare Shtaris, like a Shtar Kedushin. There's something called a Shtar Yibum also, a Shtar that verifies the Yibum. There are a few Shtaris that are exceptions to this. So Reb Chaim says the language Das HaMaschayit is Lav Dafka, means Das Baal HaShtar, the one who's responsible to write the Shtar. By Kedushin, it's the husband's responsibility to write the Shtar. Even though he's not the Maschayit, it works anyway. Because anybody who reads the Shtar Kedushin knows the woman didn't write it. No one's going to make a mistake and think the woman wrote it. The husband has to write a Shtar Kedushin and give it to the woman. So Das HaMaschayit is a typical Lashon. Reb Chaim's rule is that it's Lav Dafka. There are exceptions. Das Baal HaShtar, the one who's responsible for the Shtar. And therefore, you have a few Shtaris that are Das Baal HaShtar. And Reb Chaim says it only in the Gabi Shtar Kedushin. But it answers all the other kashas that I think Zar Sameach, we have some Shtar Yibum, Bezni after Yibum writes a Shtar. And there they write it without the Maschayit. So it's also answered. All the Shtaris that are kashas are Das HaMaschayit are answered with the Grach. That makes the Kedushin. But later it's also a Shtar Raya that there was a Kedushin. She wants to prove there was a Kedushin, she accused the Shtar. And that's only because it has Eden. Right? Shtar Kinyan is also a Shtar Raya. So later she could use it for Haggadah Seidus, even though it wasn't written with Das HaMaschayit. And Rashi's Lashon is in Das HaMaschayit. So it says Rashi, the Lashon Das HaMaschayit is typical, but there are exceptions. This graph, I'm sorry. Okay. What? That what? Similar to this. Yeah, that's why I said in Mukiyai, on Mukiyai, it is Rashi. I mentioned when we started this, that Rashi Balamar, it's out in the Mukiyai, which I want to talk and explain. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly, because here the one making the law is not the Maschayit. Okay, yeah, not too bad. Okay, okay, good. So that's all the first shita, the shita of Rashi, the Balamar and Luki Yosef, that a shtar is not mepik savam shel va'edis, it's mepik savam of the Maschayit, or actually the Baal Hashtar, the one who's responsible for writing the shtar. Shainis, second shita. Hushitas HaRamban. The Ramban, the Loi Shayach Be'edish HaBishtar Mepik Savam. It's not Shayach Be'edish HaShtar Loshim Mepik Savam. The King of the Nichtach Benusach Shtar. Once it's written in the Nusach of a Shtar, Havalai Kemisha Nechguru Eidusam Bebezdin. There's a rule that Eidim Achsum and Bishtar is like Nechguru Eidusam Bebezdin. Loi Shayach Mepik Savam. Elahecha Da'inai B'Torah Shtar. Mepik Savam, the way Reb Chaim explains the Ramban. There's ksav and there's shtar. Ksav is a letter. If you have a line piksavam, you can't write a ksav. And then there's a shtar. A shtar, Chaim's famous expression, has a din shtar. Is a kaya hashtar. A shtar is not a ksav. It's not a letter. A shtar is more than a piece of paper. It's kemishinechru eidusim bebezdin. We've spoken, this year we spoke about Kayach Hashtar. We've spoken definitely in previous years about Kayach Hashtar. There's an incredible Chiddush by Shtar that we try to touch up a Shtar to make it kosher no matter what. If someone brings a Shtar to you, it's Kemishnech Kurei Dusan Bebezin. I remember telling you once this year that if you have two witnesses and they're nervous to go to Bezin, because Bezin is going to question them, you know what you could do? Tell the witnesses, you know, if you go to Bezin and say, hey, this, you're going to have Chakira. You know what? Let's write a Shtar. And if you write the Shtar, you bring it to Bezin. It's Kemishnech Kurei Dusan Bebezin. Bezin says it's like you already have Chakira and Jisha. It's a mind-boggling thing. They come alive and say, hey, this, you have to do Drishim Chakiri, you have to ask them questions. And with a Shtar, you don't ask, it's Kamishin Echkaru. And we automatically assume on a Shtar that they're not Kroivim, they're not Ktanim, that they're Ksherim. Chazaka B'Shtar Shanasa B'Gadol, the Gemara says in Sukkos. If you have a Shtar, you assume that he was over Bar Mitzvah. You don't have to prove anything. More than that, we mentioned then once a Chuvas HaRajba. The Rajba had a case where a man wrote, I leave all my money to Pliny's children. Pliny's children. This man had 7 children in the Chuv. One of the Edim was related to one of the children. So now the Shtar is no good. The man had 7 children. And one was related through marriage. So he's only related to one. So the Rajba said, we invoke the rule of Kayach Hashtar, an assumption that Shtar is good, and we say that he only meant to give to the other 6 children. When he wrote Pliny's children, we want to make the Shtar kosher. So we say it means 6 out of the 7 children. He didn't mean the 7th child. Yeah? Why? He wrote Pliny's children. There's a concept, the Ramban is saying, of Kayach Hashtar, which Grada, everyone agrees to the basic concept of Kayach Hashtar, that we assume a Shtar is kosher. And whatever we have to bend over backwards to make the Shtar kosher, we do it. That's Kayach Hashtar. So B'chanan there had his very amusing Shaila. He says, what would happen in the Rajba's case where the man said, I leave my money to all of Pliny's children, all the 7 children. Come to Bezin. Ben says one of them is a Karev, so we have to say he means 6 out of 7. What happens if next week they find out that the aide, the one he was married to that made him a Karev, was an alienist and his Kedushin is bottle? We find out later that his Kedushin, that he's a Karev to one of the 7, is Kedushay Tos, and it's Ice Kedushin. So B'chan declared, what do we do now? Do we now say, so now he meant all 7 children. Because all 7 are not craving to the aid. We thought he's a car, but he's not. So B'chan was mesupik, do we still say he meant 6 out of 7? We're only forced to say it, now we say all 7. It's a funny type of chakira, because we found out later that it's not a car. Huh? Any aiders? Same Shaila with any Avis. He happens to go on the Chuvas HaRajba. The point is, the Rebbe Chana is trying to make a point. He does not push it to Safik, but his point is that we even go to unrealistic lengths to be Mashur Shtar. I don't know that it's realistic that when he said all the children, he meant 6 out of 7. But it doesn't matter. The world needs a concept of Kayach Hashtar. If you hold the Raisa, the Rambam will say, holds it to the Rabbanim. There has to be, you can't run a world without Kayach Hashtar. Just like you can't run a Bezin without 2 Eidim. The 2 Eidim say someone's Chayav Misa, we give him Misa, even though the 2 Eidim could be liars. But we have to stop somewhere. There's Kayach HaVeidus. There's a Kayach Hashtar. The Rambam is saying that Kayach Hashtar makes it not a Ksav. It's not a letter. It's not a letter to Bezin. If it has Nusach Hashtar, that's his language, Nusach Hashtar, it has a din of Kayach Hashtar, and that overrides Mepi and Balaim Mepi Ksavam, it's Kemisha Nechruei Dusa Bebezdi. So you have 2 Shitas and 2 Chidushim. Rashi Shita, that it's pi the Mishayiv. The Ramban sheet there is a concept of Kayach Hashtar. And those two are not the biggest chidushim. The biggest chidushim are 3 and 4. Shlishis ushitas taisis v'shem Rabbeinu Tam. D'loy shayach v'pik savam. There's no such thing as an epiyam v'loy v'pik savam. Ela b'mishay ne'roi lahagid v'peh. Only if someone is not able to say this v'peh. U'kugayshu ilay. Someone who's mute, he can't speak. Ela b'mishay yuchel lahagid v'peh. Have a roi labila in bila makadisma. Taisis shita is that the gzeris akasuv of mepiyam v'loy mepik savam is what we change. We have a stir din shtar and mepiyam v'loy mepik savam. So taisis nakuaf mepiyam v'loy mepik savam. It only applies to a situation where the person is incapable of speaking in bezdin. If you're not capable of speaking in Bezdin, then you can't write your Eidus on a letter. But someone who's capable of speaking in Bezdin, you don't have to come to Bezdin. To write a letter, mamish a letter, doesn't have to be a shtar leitaisis. To write a letter, mail it to Bezdin, and that's good enough. It doesn't have to recognize that it came from him. And it's perfectly good. Chiddush atzum of Rabbeinu Tam. That Eidus could say Eidus b'ksav. Now, the problem, which Taisus himself deals with, and we hope to get to tomorrow, the problem is, what do you do, like Taisus? Every shtar is kosher because of this. Right? Elaim can't be an aid. The shtar is kosher because of this rule. What do you do if the Eidim don't remember the Haggadah Seidus? If the Eidim don't remember, the truth is, most of the time, unless it's a multi-million-dollar deal that's etched in your memory, you remember it. Most people, most of the time, are Aiden. They remember for a month, a year, 2 years. Eventually, you forget. Somebody asks you to sign his Tanaim by his wedding, or his Ksuva by his wedding. It's not the first time you remember. But if it happens 2-3 times, eventually, you forget. Now, according to everybody else, there's no problem if you forget, because it's a shtar. A shtar is kosher. Loit Rabbeinu Tam, you need kala roi labila, you have to be roi to say Eidus, in order for the shtar to be good. So, you have to be roi to say it. If you forgot it, are you roi to say it? Well, what happens if the person died? He's already 120 and he died. You know, according to everybody else, you have a shtar. If he died, it doesn't matter. Like Tosis, what do you do if he died? You shouldn't take any dead people, any old people to sign your shtar. You're borrowing money. Don't take an old man. Take a young guy, because L'chayru L'Rabbeinu Tam, if he dies, what are you going to do? So I have to come back to Rabbeinu Tam. Revi Hushita Saramba. The Eidish of Ishtar Einei Elam Adibri Seifrim, the biggest Eidish. The Eidish of Ishtar is a Durabanan. And it doesn't work minatayra. Shtarais don't work minatayra because it's the pi and v'leim piksavam. You're right, and the whole concept of shtaris, which is necessary to do business, is gebayt, is based on a drabbanan. Drabbanan said you're right. You can't do business without shtaris, and the mail is not going to work. So the drabbanan instituted shtaris. I want to point out to you, normally you have 4 Rishayim, say a Teres and a Kasha, they're very similar to each other. There's similarities. These 4 Shitas are as different could be. Every one of them, no two are similar. The Rambam says it's all Drabbanis. And everything is Mepiyam V'loy Mepik Savam. Many times it's the reverse. There's no such thing as Mepiyam V'loy Mepik Savam except in the rare case of an Elam. Rashi holds a shtar is not the PM of Eidus, it's the PM of Dasa Mishayiv. And the Ramban, who maintains that Nusach HaShtar is different, is a Kayach HaShtar, which the Ramban is the one that the others Be'etzem Amoyda to. Kayach HaShtar the Rambam agrees to, the Rambam holds the Ramban. But these are the four Shitas of Rishayna. Now, on the Rambam, the Ramban is Matmiya. The Ramban is in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shoresh Beis. The Ashroshim, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ashroshim, which are the Rambam's rules. If you open up a Sefer HaMitzvahs of a Rambam, the Rambam Ashroshim, you could fit on probably on three or four sides of a paper. But it's a Hohefer Sefer because the Ramban has his Arichas on it. There's a Pirish called Megillas Esther, which is also on it. It's the funniest thing. The Rambam writes in his Hagdama that he wrote his Svarim to make it easier for people. You shouldn't have to go learn through Shas to know things. Like this, you have one easy Sefer. Actually, it's Darach. People shouldn't have to run to Shas. So he wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he wrote the Yad HaChazakah to make it easy for people. The funniest thing is that probably just as many Mefarshim on the Rambam as there are on Shas. At the end of the day, you have 14 volumes Rambam. When the Rambam wrote it, it wasn't 14 volumes. If you take away all the Mefarshim, you just have the Rambam. You can fit it into one volume easily. So here, the Rambam wrote his Shroshim, easy Shroshim, and the Ramban is gigantic on it, Megillas Esther, the other Mefarshim. So the Ramban asks Akasha on the Rambam, how could you say Shtaris HaDerabbanan? A get is beferish in the Torah. It's a shtar. And shtar kedushin, we learn out from a hekish to Gittin, Makish Havaya Liyatsiya, and that's a deraisa. Nobody holds that she's only Mekudesh, it's a Kedushin Rabbanan. And you can't say a Shtar Gittin is somehow a Rabbanan. First of all, it's a Farish Parashah in the Torah. Now the Ramban says, you might argue that Min HaTorah, a get, has nothing to do with Eidus. Min HaTorah, the husband writes a get and he gives it to his wife. The Eidus is a Rabbanan. You could say such a thing. And then a Torah get is a shtar. And the Eidim is a Rabbanan. He says, you can't say that. It's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara has a Mandiyama that says, Eidei Gittin Rabbanan and they tikkun Oilam. Gemara is such a Hamad. That Eidus on a get is a Rabbanan and they tikkun Oilam. And the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, no, Daraisahi. The Ksiv, the cost of the Sefer, the Chosim. So Pasuk can hear me. But the Gemara says, Daraisahi. The Ksiv, the cost of the Sefer, the Chosim. So it's Beferish that the Edom are Darais. Yeah. Reb Chaim is Masber, the Ramban is Masber, the Rambam as well. You all know that there's a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. They're two different things. A shtar kinyan is a shtar that tuzayf something. What's a shtar kinyan? Let's say I want to sell my house to you. The way it works nowadays, you write a deed. A deed is a shtar raya. The giving over of the deed doesn't do any kinyan at all. We do a kinyan with money, and then afterwards we have a piece of paper which certifies that this happened. That's a shtar raya. Let's say I lend money to you, and you give me an IOU. It's a shtar raya. The paper doesn't do anything. All the shtar is a shtar that's a proof. What's a shtar kinyan? A shtar kinyan is, let's say I'm selling you a house, and I tell you, I want to do a kinyan with a shtar. Let's say I'm giving you a gift. You're not giving me any money for it. So I do a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan has to say, bishtar zu. Just like Hari Abba Kodesh is li bishtar zu, or bitabar zu. Bishtar kinyan has to say, I hereby means bishtar zu, I hereby sell you, or give you, this piece of property. And then when I hand you the shtar, it does a kinyan. A shtar kinyan is not a raya. It's done to tu'ayf something. To tu'ayf something. That's a shtar kinyan. A get is a shtar kinyan. The giving over of it is not meant as a raya. It's a shtar kinyan that tu'ayf that the woman becomes megureshes. Ishtar kedushin, to zayif, that the woman is married. Now, when people hear the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam says shtar is the Rabbanan. Frek the Ramban, what about getting in kedushin? So right away, people are quick to answer. Easy teretz. Shtar kinyan is deraisa. That the Rambam is maida. Getting in kedushin is deraisa. We're talking about shtar raya, to prove something. To prove that something was done. Let's say you want to prove that I owe you money, or you want to prove that you sold something. So a shtar raya, that raya is a drabbanon, like the Rambam. This is the way the Velt answers the Ramban's kasha. The Rav Chaim is Masber that the Ramban knew you could say this teretz. Ramban's kasha is because a get is a kasher shtar raya too. It's not true that a get is only a shtar kinyan. A get, Rav Chaim brings from the Gemara, the first parak in Gittin, that a get is a shtar raya as well. If a woman wants to remarry, and she brings a shtar, she's allowed to remarry. Is that a drabbanon? Ramatra and Eishas Ish, with Hagadah Seidus drabbanon. And he brings the Lashon of the Gemara in the first parak in Gittin, which is Mochach that it's a Dairais. So Rav Chaim says that the Rambam knew, the Ramban Hestis knew you could be Mechalik between Shtar Raya and Shtar Kinyan. Between Shtar Raya and Shtar Kinyan, rather. But he's asking Afal Pikein. A get is a Shtar Raya. Additionally, says Rav Chaim, even the Shtar Kinyan of a get, we say Eide Chasim Akarti. That the shtar kinyan works because there are edim on it. It's machlokes, you know, Remei Rabbi Eliezer, Eidei Mesira Karati, Eidei Chasima Karati. We pass the Eidei Chasima Karati. That means even the shtar kinyan of a get is only through edim. If you hold that there's no such thing as edim on a piece of paper, so then the Ramban is asking on the Ramban, how does a get work with Eidei Chasima Karati? So Reb Chaim says, don't be quick to say, Ramban's kas nishkan kasha, one's a shtar raya, one's a shtar king. Truth is, if we're teaching 8th grade, that's what we do. We tell the boys, the shtar raya, shtar kinyan, and that answers the Ramban. Reb Chaim is saying, they're not so easy. Don't push off the Ramban so easily. Ramban knew that. And the Ramban is asking, afal pi kein, first of all, a get is a shtar raya. And second of all, even if it's a shtar kinyan, like the man yama edi chasima karati, it's only piled through edis. If edis was signed, I'm not edis. So what is it? What is it? So how do you attack and answer the Rambam? So here Reb Chaim comes with his rule that the Rambam also holds there's something called kayach hashtar. Just like the Ramban says, there's a Nusach Hashtar, Kayach Hashtar. The Rambam holds Mina Torah, there's a Kayach Hashtar. Except, the Rambam holds it only by Gittin V'Kiddushin, the Shtaris that are written in the Torah. Those Shtaris that are written in the Torah, the Rambam says, Eidim Achsumim B'Shtar, Kemi Shenechgru Eidusim B'Bezim. There's a Kayach Hashtar by Gittin V'Kiddushin. And therefore, afterwards, he could bring it as a raya. Because Kayach Hashtar exists by getting the Kiddush. Everything else, it's only a Din Rabbanan. The Ramban, on the other hand, the Ramban Shita, as we learned here inside, is that a Nusach Hashtar always has Kayach Hashtar. Lav Davka, if it's a Shtar Kinyan, it's a Shtar Raya. And this is the origin of Reb Chaim's side of Kayach Hashtar, is in this piece, Melchus Yishus, where he establishes in the Shitas HaRambam this idea. So we've gone through the four Shitas here, Yisayid, important Yisayid in understanding the original kasha of understanding how these things work. Now we'll come back and try to understand Rashi Shita, the Ben Hatam Shita. I guess we should start from the Nemuki Yosef. Nemuki Yosef in our Gemara writes, and it's not just the Nemuki Yosef, the Ramah Paskins, he brings this down in Hilchos Mecha, Kuf Mem Vav, Sivkat and Gimel, I believe, that in our Gemara, when you write a shtar, we always say in our Gemara, Mecha b'fnei shnayim, v'ein tzarf loimer k'suvu. So imagine for a minute. Somebody comes in front of you, and he says, Pliny is in my field, Shalai Kedim. So you, and the second egg, you write a shtar. Why would you normally write? Which nusach? So normally what I would write is, Hareinu, it says Hareinu, it's two of us, Hareinu v'idim, Shaplaini asamacha. No? That's the nusach I would think to write. That the two of us are witnesses, Shaplaini ben Pliny, asamacha ben Egeya l'sadeh Pliny, whichever sadeh might be. And I would leave it at that. That's the way I would write it. Zokta Nemuki Yosef, that's a puzzle. You can't write it that way. Kira Shamanu Machar. That's not a correct nusach. What you have to write in the nusach is Pliny he idanu al atzmai lichtav loy machar. That Pliny appointed us as Aden to write the machar on a piece of paper. Lashon of the Nemuki Yosef, I think, is Pliny he idanu al atzmai. Pliny ha'idanu, Pliny appointed us as Edis regarding himself, lichtai v'lai mecha, to write a mecha for him. What does Nemuki Yosef want with this? What does he write, shamanu mecha? Or you write, Pliny ha'idanu al atzmai, lichtai v'lai mecha? In Lamdis, it takes a little bit of concentration, tacham, what's the difference if you write shamanu mecha? Well, you're right. Pliny made us his shliach, his edus, says this, to write a mecha for him. What's the difference? Zakti Ktsais. Ktsais is Kuf Mem Vav, Sivkat and Gimel. Nemuki Yosef is going with Rashi u'Baal Hamar. How did Rashi explain the difference between a ksav and a shtar? He said a ksav, that's possible, is what Edim write. Their edus, piha edus, that's possible. What kosher? Hainu, mepik sav hamischayiv. Something you're writing the mouth of the mischayiv, which Reb Chaim says means the bala shtar. The person who's supposed to be writing the shtar. That means that when someone comes to you and says, amek no mecha, you're writing a shtar. You're not writing your words. You're not writing the Adim's words. Adim's words, that's Mephiyam Alayim Mephik Sava. You're writing his words. His mecha. Pliny he'idanu al atzmai lichtai v'loi shemicha. We are appointed by him to write shemicha. He made a mecha. We're not saying Adis, he made a mecha. We are writing the mecha. Just the mecha needs Adis. So we're writing the mecha. The shtar is the mecha. Kilu, he wrote. Machisi, I make a mecha. Just he can't write it himself. He needs Eidim. Pliny heidanu al atzmai lichtei v'loi shemicha. So the Ktsais understands that this Nemuki Yosef is Rashi Nevala Barashita. And there must paskening that one. That the idea of a shtar is this, it's the words of the Mishayim. Not the words of the Edom. Now, of course, it's the Edom signing. But it's not the Edom are sending a letter to Bez. The Edom are saying, we are like shluchim of the one who sent us. It says for shluchim of the one that sent us, we're writing for him, Shem Micha. Like he made us a shliach. Just he doesn't say the words he made us a shliach. He says he made us eidim. So this Nebuchi Yosef here is the Shittas Rashi. What? Oh, yeah, and it's also, because it's not a Meschayiv, you mean. Yeah, and also, this is a Raya that it's not Das HaMeschayiv. Because the one making the Mecha is not the one who's losing. The one writing it is the Baal Ashtar. He's not the Meschayiv. The Mecha, the other guy, is losing by it. But it's like Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chaim say that Das Meschayiv means Das Baal Ashtar, the one who's in charge of writing the Shtar. Which is very Geshmak. There's one more Nakuda in Yemen Ktsais that I hope to do tomorrow. And there's also a beautiful Night of Yehuda on the Rambam. It's a short Night of Yehuda. Please, Chazarai, I'm not going to cover a lot of ground tomorrow, depending on how. Oh, Rav Skula is still away? So tomorrow we have a full shiur, tomorrow's Thursday, right? So hopefully we'll have a full shiur. Maybe I can do the next few lines of Gemara. I'm not going to go very far. I want you to chazah this Ktsais.